Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News, the headlines. Advisor Dr. Gekre Yome underlines the need for strong leadership and administrative reforms in Nagaland's education sector. Nagaland unit of BJP appeals for early, inclusive and honorable solution to the Naga political issue. Center asks states and UTs not to designate police stations as place for examination of witnesses. And CPI arrests two more accused in connection with NEET UT paper leak case. Now the news in detail. Advisor for School Education, NSCRT, Dr. Gekre Lole Yome, today emphasized the critical need for strong leadership and administrative reforms in the education sector in Nagaland. He outlined that the government was mooting setting up Nagaland Education Administrative Service and other measures aimed at revitalizing the state's education framework. He was addressing the inaugural program of the state level 2-day training for district master trainers at Kohima on mapping Pekin schools, tracking of learning progress, Nagaland Literacy and Numeracy Fest 2024. Dr. Yome said majority of the funds allocated by the central government go towards salaries rather than developmental activities. Noting that several infrastructures were deteriorating, he said comprehensive assessment are being carried out at school facilities, including roads and pathways. There is also a move towards creating a cluster system for schools at the district level to streamline administration. Besides, the advisor announced plans to launch a student health card to ensure that all children, particularly in rural areas, receive necessary health services. He also mentioned ongoing efforts to reduce political interference in the education sector, such as establishing clear guidelines for transfer and posting. The advisor said building public trust, providing quality education in remote areas, collaborative efforts of various departments and dedication of educators were keys to creating a robust education system in Nagaland. The Nagaland unit of BJP has called for an early, inclusive and honourable solution to the decade-old Naga political issue. The party appealed to the central government and negotiating parties to expedite the finalization process to ensure peace and facilitate the all-round development of the state. This was among the 11-point resolution adopted at the party's extended state executive meeting today at Dimapur. Besides, the party resolved to support the proposal made by BJP legislators for the appointment of deputy chairpersons in urban local bodies from the BJP. It further supported the demand for accommodation of government nominees from the BJP to the respective municipal and town councils. The BJP state executive further resolved to hold a joint consultative and coordination meeting between BJP legislators and state office bearers at least once every 3 months. To strengthen the party at the crossroads and increase party membership, it was resolved to complete formation of booth-level committees in all the polling booths in the state before the next state executive meeting in November at Twensang. To ensure continuity of core values and maintain sanctity of the party, it was resolved that only names of active party karyakartas will be recommended for positions such as PETA members and PSU chairpersons. The BJP Nagaland unit unanimously resolved to support the policies and programs of the BJP-led NDA government at the centre, as well as the ACTIS policy and the Northeast Economic Corridor and the various development schemes being implemented by the NDA government in Nagaland and Northeastern region. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarpananda Sonowal, has termed Nagaland, with its rich heritage and culture, as one of the most potential field states of India. He said this while addressing the extended state executive meeting of the Bharatiya Janata Party in Dimapur today. Sonowal reiterated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's regard for the Northeast region as among the most powerful zones in the country. Noting the unprecedented rate of development in the Northeast, he said over 5 lakh crore rupees has been invested in the region in the last 10 years. the government's efforts have made the region viable for global investors, he added. Sonowal expressed confidence that Nagaland will also play a role in the development of the nation. The union minister further urged all party workers to impart the ideal of nation first and dedicate themselves to serving at the grassroots. Centre has asked states and union territories that police stations and areas under the control of police department should not be designated as places for examination of witnesses. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla has written to all the chief secretaries in this regard. All police stations have been asked to identify a designated place for the examination of witnesses through audio-video electronic means under the newly enacted Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023.
अब डिजिटल साक्ष्य भी होंगे पारंपरिक साक्ष्य. भारतीय साक्ष्य अधिनियम मतलब नया कानून 1 जुलाई से लागू. आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested two more accused in connection with NEET UG paper leak case. One of the accused, a resident of Bukaro, Jharkhand, was arrested from Patna for allegedly stealing the NEET UG examination paper from National Testing Agency's trunk in Hazaribagh. Another person arrested from Hazaribagh is accused of assisting him. So far, CBI has arrested a total of 14 accused involved in the case. Principal Secretary and Development Commissioner R. Ramakrishnan today stressed upon keeping pace with everyday technological and scientific advancements. He was speaking at the National Space Day celebrations in Kohima, organized by Northeastern Space Application Center and Nagaland Geographic Information System and Remote Sensing Center. Acknowledging India's achievement in space technology, Ramakrishnan encouraged students to drive the world's progress in the field of science and technology and to dream big. Over 150 students from various schools participated in the event. Highlights of the day included quiz competition and a technical session. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, will declare the provisional results of the HSLC and HSSLC compartmental and improvement examinations 2024 in the afternoon tomorrow. The board said candidates can access the results and download their provisional mark sheets from its portal www.nbscnl.edu.in. The documents will be issued to center superintendents from 18th of July onwards. NBSC has informed that e-book of Class 10 Science has been prepared with digital content free of cost for students. The e-book gives a comprehensive digital content and aims to save resources spent on extra tuitions. It can be accessed on the link https://study.goyalsonline.com/nct-science-class-10-english-medium/index.html. Further, the board said an online orientation program will be organized next month for students and subject teachers on usage of the e-books. Tribal Cooperative Marketing Development Federation of India is set to conduct the third phase of Tribal Artisan Empanelment Melas in Nagaland from July 29. The melas are aimed at providing livelihood opportunities to tribal artisans and will take place at Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima. ADC Kohima, Rosito Ngori, has asked interested participants to bring sample products for empanelment along with necessary documents. For further inquiries, artisans can contact the nodal officer at 7629093105. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Advisor Dr. Gekle Yome underlines the need for strong leadership and administrative reforms in Nagaland's education sector. Nagaland Unit of PJB appeals for early, inclusive and honourable solution to the Naga political issue. Center asks states and UTs not to designate police stations as place for examination of witnesses. And CBI arrests two more accused in connection with NEET UG paper leak case. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.